Le'ilon Nishmas Rav Kleinemus Kamish Ben Reb Elimelech. Shvi is Per Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Me'emasai Moitzin Zvolim Ashpatois. When are we allowed to bring out Zevel, fertilizer, into heaps? As we know, it's usher to fertilize land on the Shemitah year. And the problem here is that people would think that it's Ma'ar sign that even though a person's gathering it, not for the Shemitah year, but rather for the future, for the eighth year, the problem is if there's Ma'aris Ayin that they think that he's doing it now and bringing it out to fertilize his ground now. But nevertheless, when he brought it out, he had to bring it out into heaps. That's what Ashpatois means, heaps. So when's that time that he's first allowed to bring it out? So Mishiyifsiku Oivdei Avoida, Divir Rabbi Meir. When the people that are working the land stop working the land because the land is dry, and fertilizer, once they stop, which really means they stop fertilizing the land. When people stop fertilizing the land because the land is too dry where fertilizer doesn't really help anymore, that's what Meir says. Once that happens, then they'll know that you're not doing it to fertilize the ground. Rather, you're doing it just to prepare for the future. Now, the Ravid Girsa, instead of Ovdei Avoida, it's Ovrei Avera. And the Rav brings down both Girsas, and he says it's really the same Shita anyway. Now, the Threshold explains that whether it's Ovdei Avoida or Ovrei Avera, it's talking about Goyim, because it's very hard to say that the Mishnah is giving us a reference point of when something's mutter, when the people that are doing Averis stop doing the Averis. It's very hard to say that the reference point is going to be the Ovrei Averis when they finish doing things. He doesn't say that that's the reason why he says Goyim, but that would answer that question too. Tam Achronim asked that. Rabbi Huda Omer Mishe Yivash Hamosik. Rabbi Huda says, when the sweet dries up. The sweet, interestingly enough, the first sheet that the Rav brings is which actually talking about the Zevel, and it's called sweet because it sweetens fruits. Bet you didn't know that. The Rav also brings Yushalmi that says that the Mosik is talking not about the actual Zevel itself, but it's talking about little cracks in the ground, that when there are cracks in the ground, obviously water and moisture would sit there a little bit longer. And when those cracks dry up totally, again, it's the same idea, people would no longer be fertilizing the ground, and therefore there'd be no Maris Ayin. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's when one is allowed to start gathering the Zevel outside. Rabbi Yossi says when the Zevel would get thick and knotty, Yikshra like Shira. The Rav says that these Shitas are very similar in time, so it could be that's why he doesn't say which Tana the Halach is like, because it could be that they're all very similar. It's really the same thing.